The report documents 40 incidents of psychological or physical abuse allegedly committed by guards who patrol the segregation unit at the Waupun prison. Segregation is where inmates who violated prison rules end up. The allegations include inmates being beaten by guards while they are handcuffed behind their backs and wearing ankle shackles. Since 2011, inmates have filed 15 lawsuits against the guards, some of which are still pending. UW Law Professor Walter Dickey ran the prison system in the 1980s. He says the large number of complaints warrants further investigation.
You have to pursue complaints that facts demand that you pursue, because I think ultimately if public confidence in our institutions and the rest of state government relies on confidence that they're doing things in an ethical and trustworthy and by the book manner.
The current DOC Secretary Ed Wall declined interviews about the guard abuse allegations, but the report quotes emails from DOC officials that say no guards have been disciplined for any of the incidents. The email says in almost all cases the allegations have been fabricated or exaggerated by inmates. Two-thirds of the inmate complaints involve one guard, Joseph Beam, who has worked for the past 9 years in the SEG unit at Waupun. Peg Swan, a former nurse who has visited or written to some of the inmates who have alleged abuse, says she's been trying for more than a year to convince prison authorities to address the problem.
I don't want this to be a lynching. It's not a whodunit. But this guy, every report has him in there, and I think the thugs have risen to the top. And my concern is that I can't have any evidence, but there's no way this happens without everybody turning away and records being manipulated.
Swan says part of the problem, in her view, is that there aren't cameras to record the incidents in some of the cells and hallways where the alleged abuse happened. This summer, the DOC is piloting a program at Waupun requiring guards to wear cameras on their chests to solve the problem. An email from the DOC says the guards themselves asked for the cameras to help them document what they called a high number of false accusations from inmates. Former DOC Secretary Walter Dickey says another approach is to make sure guards don't work too long in segregation units.
Segregation is tough duty, as tough as it comes in the prison. I personally wanted to rotate people through SEG, and I wanted to rotate them through so we always had some experienced people there, but that people never stayed too long. Because my experience was they tended to get jaded in that difficult environment.
The Guards Union resisted Dickey's efforts to do that when he tried it in the 80s. Inmate advocate Peg Swan says training for the guards at the Boscobel prison has led to fewer inmate abuse complaints there. Those changes were the result of a lawsuit brought by prisoners in the year 2000.
They've trained the guards there, and the guards are professional. Because of the lawsuit, the progressive end of the DOC is able to do more change. It gives them the climate where he can start putting funds into training guards.
DOC Secretary Ed Wall says plans are in the works to make comprehensive changes in the operation of segregation units in all the state's prisons, but so far he's released no details of what those changes will be. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.